Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, hi. Yeah, welcome back. Another edition of said Bucket Strategy Investing program. Back for more, of course, as usual. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me from Lucia Capital Group. Getting started off with a discussion on asset location, sort of a little bit related to what we were talking about yesterday, which had to do with estate planning. But this is asset location, one of the many topics we'll be talking about. Now, this is different from what's called asset allocation. Sounds like semantics, right? I know. It's all the same? No. Actually, it is not all the same. In fact, knowing the difference between allocation and location of your assets can make a big difference in the amount that you have to live off of in retirement. How is that possible? Well, we're going to go over the difference and we're going to tell you exactly what you need to know on that. That's coming up here in just a couple of moments. Now, of course, you can call right away. Give us a call with your money questions. We have lines, they're all open right now. I just checked. So take advantage of the brain trust while you can. Our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER, that's 877-752-6637. Emails, you go over to wealthed.com, you click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Do have a lot of those to get to yesterday, and we did get to one on the air. That's pretty good. Not bad yesterday, Professor Plum. Just had a lot of calls. Professor Rick Plum here with us again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. I will remind you again, you need to get a strategy. You need one that addresses your needs, your goals, and one that aims to anticipate at least what might go wrong and one that can provide you with some degree of relative safety during your distribution phase of retirement. It's a lot of what we're going to be talking about today, in fact. You call our advisory team at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Talk to any of them about your financial future. Get your buckets strategy put together. Do not try this yourself without the help, without the advice, without the experience of the Brain Trust. Again, off the air, it's 800-644-1150. They're standing by ready to talk to you right now. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Sounds like semantics, Professor Plum, when I say asset location, asset allocation. What's the difference? Obviously, two different words mean two different things. Let's talk for just a second about how are the two different?
Well, let's talk about what allocation is. Allocation is based on the investment. What investments do you use and in what combination? You know, stocks, bonds, cash is the broad-based allocation. Throw in some alternatives as a fourth category. But when you get into the individual categories there, you've got small cap, large cap, domestic, international, value, growth in the equity area, preferred stocks if you want. In the income area, you've got short-term, long-term, you know, municipals, corporates, government bonds, different types there. What is your mix of investments? Allocation is based on the mix of investments and in what order, how you go about doing it. That's allocation. And it's very important. Don't let our discussion today take away any of the importance of allocation. But once you have the appropriate amount of money in the different types of investments, now location comes into play. And location deals with taxes. Location deals with trying to manage that one expense that we really don't like to do, which is pay taxes. And how do we go about potentially managing that issue? We know we need to have X percent in cash, stocks, bonds, alternatives, things of that nature. But where should we buy those particular investments? When we talk about location, we're talking about what type of an account we should buy the investment in. The investment allocation is determined first, and then you decide which account you buy those specific investments within. Now, the location may change over time, and where you buy your investments do change depending upon where you are in your overall strategic plan. In the early years, majority of your income or majority of your assets are going to be growth oriented. And so the reality is most of those are going to be inside of your tax deferred accounts, and they should be there. The only income producing assets you might have are, you know, CDs and things of that nature that you're using for your emergency fund. And while it creates ordinary income, in today's world, it doesn't create very much ordinary income. Plus the fact that if it's an emergency fund, you need to get to it fairly quickly, which means the 401k tax deferred accounts may not work for you because it may not be anywhere near 59.5. And even though the tax rate on capital gains and long-term dividends or qualified dividends are lower, the amount of return you're getting from those and the taxes on those is still more than what you would pay on ordinary income. We'll get into that and the reasons why you buy different assets within different accounts, or at least look to in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll talk about that. Just very quickly before we get right to the calls here, you said different accounts. We're talking different types of taxed accounts. What are we talking about?
It has to do with ownership. We have basically three potential types of ownership of accounts. We have personal money, money that we've already paid tax on, money where whatever investment we purchase, whatever the investment return that is created, is taxed to us as it's being created. It's being taxed as interest on a CD, interest on a bond. It's being taxed this year because it's being created this year. Realized capital gains, ongoing dividends. They're being taxed as the investment is earning it and paying it out to me. That's one type of an account. The other is a tax deferred account, whether it's a whether it's an IRA, a 401k, a TSA, 403b, something where no matter what is being earned within it, capital gains, ordinary interest, dividends, things like that, it's deferred until the future. And when the money comes out of the account, it's taxed, and it's taxed at an ordinary income rate. And the third type of an account would be a Roth IRA.
Yeah, well, we will talk about all that stuff. I want to take some calls. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's move along to Frank in Allen, Texas. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
So how can we help you?
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I guess from a tax perspective, I'm trying to see what's the best way to lower my adjusted gross income. We're reaching the limits, my wife and I, where we've got some concerns where we won't be able to put away on our Roth IRA and other limitations with the kids and stuff. We've already maxed out our 401k. We're maxing out our Roth IRA contributions. I've heard different things from like opening a kid's Roth IRA to opening up maybe like a corporation and doing some different things. Any advice in how to lower that?
Well, let's talk about the two things you just brought up. Opening a kid's Roth IRA doesn't work, doesn't change your adjusted gross income in any way, shape, or form. That's just a gift from you to the kids, and that's assuming the kids are working and they can open a Roth IRA. Let's talk about the corporation aspect of things. Who do you work for? Do you work for yourself?
No, I work for a company.
And what about your spouse?
She's a teacher, but she also does, she's got a side business.
Okay.
Starting to bring in a substantial amount of money.
So you're hoping to actually increase your adjusted gross income by this side business.
Correct. And that's the biggest concern, right? That's why I'm trying to lower that.
Well, obviously, whether you're doing a corporation or whether it's just a self-employed, business expenses are deductible as business expenses. So anything that's a legitimate business expense is going to be deductible for you for her as a self-employed individual or through an S-corp or something of that nature. So the only way to reduce your adjusted gross income by creating a corporation would be to create a full what they call C corporation, which probably isn't the best thing for you in the long run. But a C corporation is a separate tax entity, and whatever profit that is created within the corporation, you don't show it on your adjusted gross income. The only way to get money out of the corporation is to pay your wife a salary or to pay a dividend, and then both of those come out and are taxed at your tax bracket. But the problem is whatever money that shows as profit on the corporation that does not get paid out to you is taxable to the corporation, and their rates are higher in many respects than what you're already paying. So it's not really saving much in the way of taxes. Also, now, does your wife pay into Social Security with her teaching profession?
No, she does not.
Okay, so we're not too worried about picking up FICA that she wouldn't otherwise pay. it's not really, the corporation's not going to really do it too much. Now, if she, how old is your spouse?
She's 42.
Okay. She's on the younger side, but she can start doing retirement plans for the side business, assuming it shows profit, over and above, you know, what she's doing with her 403B through the Texas teaching. She could do a profit-sharing plan or some type of company-funded retirement plan through her employment, her side job. Now, it won't take it all away. It's only going to take a percentage of it away, but it will do something to help reduce that taxation of income from that side job. I'm assuming you both have health insurance already covered, everything through your current employer?
Correct.
How old are the kids?
The kids are 11, 9, and 7.
A little bit on the young side to really put them on the payroll. Maybe the 11-year-old, you can hire them to come in and do work for your wife's company. If she's a self-employed sole proprietor, she can pay them a reasonable wage. That comes off of her taxable income, and it helps her on her Social Security tax as well. You know, the other ones may be a little too young to do that at this point, but as they get older, you can employ them, pay them. They can do their own Roth IRAs, and they can pay for their own extracurricular activities and other things. But it will reduce your AGI. Okay.
Yeah, hey, yeah, listen.
So I guess what I had heard that, and I know a couple of people that are doing this, they're paying their kids, but they're paying them through a Roth IRA. So you're saying not to do that.
Well, they're paying their kids, and then their money are putting the money, whether the kids know it or not, the parents are putting the money in a Roth IRA. That's the same thing.
Yeah, I tell you what, Frank, I got to take a break. Well, I'm going to have Professor Plum talk to you more about this off the air and give you a little bit more comprehensive plan, which I think is what you need for this. So hold on a second, Frank. Don't go away. Some planning opportunities for you there. We're going to come back. Cheryl in Alpharetta, Georgia, we're going to get to you next. Talk about whatever's on your mind. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. More of your phone calls when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Market Strategy Investing, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We're taking your calls as we do every day on this program. Really quickly, Professor Plum, just before we get to Cheryl, on our last call, Frank in Allen, Texas.
He was talking about friends were using funding Roth IRAs through their business for their kids.
As paying their kids as a salary.
But they were basically just writing the check to the Roth IRA. And that's fine as long as the child is working for you. And as a self-employed individual, you can do that. You can hire, basically pay your kids under the age of 18. They don't have to pay self-employment tax, and you get to reduce your income by that. So it does reduce not only your income tax, but your self-employment income tax too. That's a nice thing. It doesn't work for S-Corps when you do that. But you're actually paying them a wage, and then that wage is being used to support the Roth IRA contribution. But the first part of that is you have to pay them a reasonable wage. Now, I've heard of people hiring, in air quotes, their six-month-old baby to be a model for their marketing piece and paying them $5,000, $5,500 a year. Is that reasonable? Probably not. And if the IRS ever questions it, which I don't know how often they would, they're going to say that was an unreasonable compensation for what you did. And so you run that risk when you do, when you pay somebody, a child, a certain number for work they never did. And so, but it is a way for people to reduce their overall income. It works better on a sole proprietorship than others, but it still works for others. It's just a matter of, do you really want to push it that hard?
Yeah, and sometimes you can do things and never gets noticed. All right, Cheryl next. Thanks for hanging on, Cheryl in Alpharetta, Georgia. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a question on state pension choices.
Yeah.
I've kind of narrowed it down to two. One would be where they would pay $1,700 a month for 5 years, and then after 5 years, it would be reduced to like $1,025 for the rest of your life. Then the second one is $1,153 for your life, and you would get a beneficiary.
Well, what happens to the first one?
Amount.
What happens to the first one if the owner of the pension dies?
No beneficiary.
It just drops off, done.
Yeah.
Do you have a beneficiary that you're worried about leaving this money to?
Yes.
Okay, then that makes the second one a little more attractive, doesn't it? Now, is the beneficiary a lot older than you, a lot unhealthy, or more unhealthy than you, or what are the odds that, that they live longer than you?
I guess about a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I mean, that 50-50...
They're pretty healthy, about the same age.
Yeah, I mean, so that means that survivor option becomes very important. If you're saying that if they don't get this pension, their survivorship time horizon is going to be pretty problematic, then you almost have to go with the survivorship option or buy a life insurance policy to replace the income. I mean, you got to...
Would the other be, more attractive because it gives the $1,700 right up front for 5 years?
Yeah, it gets you about $750 more a month for 5 years, but then you drop down by $1,000 a month for the rest of your life. Realistically, it's probably about an age 81, 82 break even. They almost always are. I haven't done the math yet to say for sure, but generally pension options are actuarially equivalent on a life expectancy of about age 81, 82. Meaning if you live longer than age 82, the $1,000 a month is probably a better deal. It, or if somebody, you or the beneficiary, lives longer than 82, 83, even though it's less to begin with because you get more in the long run, that's a better option. On the other side, if you both die before you get to age 82, then the $1,700 a month is the better option because you had more money early and you haven't paid yourself back yet with the higher income going forward from age from 5 years from now. So generally, now, as I mentioned, I haven't done the exact math on this one, but that's about where they weigh out as, about 82, 83. And I would have to lean towards either making sure I have enough assets through other sources, life insurance and other areas, or take the survivor option or the pension, the beneficiary option.
So the beneficiary option also would equal out about 82 too?
Well, are they going to get the $1,000, $1,025 a month, $52 a month? Or are they going to get some lesser amount?
No, they would get the same amount.
Yeah, so it's as long as one or the other of you lives to about age 81, 82, 83, even though it's less to begin with, it's more longer, then that one makes more sense. And unless you both get hit by a Mack truck, that one probably makes more sense.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Cheryl. Thank you for the call. If you need some more calculations done, hang on. We can talk to you more about it off the air. We do this quite a bit. Yeah, again, it comes down to break-even age in many cases.
Pensions do work off of actuarial equivalents. I mean, they give you different options for different things. But my guess is that it's going to be fairly close to age 81, 82. I haven't done the math, but that's what I've seen almost every time I've done the math.
Now, in this particular case, her pension gives her a certain amount for like 6-7 years.
Right.
And then drops down to, I mean, it was what, about $1,700 for the first whatever. And then she loses almost $700 a month.
She loses $550 a month.
Is that what it is? Okay. Well,
oh, no, you're right. She loses $675 a month.
Right, okay.
Right.
So $700 a month she loses
for the rest of her life. Whereas the other one starts off about $550 less,
but
then gives her an extra $125 forever.
Yeah.
So if you take the higher number for a little while, yes, you build up a little bank account for a little while, or you leave some money in your portfolio that you wouldn't otherwise do, but then you whittle that excess savings away over time. And
yeah.
So, and there's no survivor option. And she said that the survivor option is a 50-50, so that means it's fairly important.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 1,000.
It's interesting that they present these to you. I mean,
well, it's based on if you've got somebody who is not married, who doesn't have a beneficiary, who may not be the healthiest in the world.
Giving them more options, you're saying?
Giving that person the $1,700 up front makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Somebody who is, you know, their grandparents are still alive at 107. Their parents are doing really well at 80, and now they're 60. And, you know, they're expecting, they're really healthy. You know, they do triathlons or these mud races or what all those things are. They're going to live forever. That lower number for a longer period of time makes a lot of sense.
All right, so if you have a break-even age of, say, 82, 83, something like that, and then I guess generally, actuarially speaking, many of these, especially in the States, they wind up, you know, either option, it's the same break-even age. So my contention is if you hit that break-even age and you realize you lived longer than you should have and you should have taken the other option, you don't even really realize
it. By that time, you don't notice it.
You don't notice it. Plus, around age 82 or 83, you're still at the break-even point. I don't think it's going to make that big a difference unless you live to be around 90, 91, 92.
We'll see.
The difference between living to age 82 and starting to have it, you know what I mean? Starting to have it be less in your favor, but you only live to be age 84. Heck, what's the difference? You know, there wasn't that much time for it to really be bad for you.
It's all about what you want to accomplish. Now, if she really wants that higher $1,700 because she's younger, they're healthier, they could use it now. But mathematically, it's going to be in that low 80s. That's probably actuarially equivalent.
Yeah. So how's the average person supposed to do the math on this and try to figure it out? I think a lot of people just look at it and they say, well, okay, there you go. They look at it and they say, well, heck, $1,700 a month, sure. I'd be happy to take that and take that extra cash and I'll be able to bank that and then use that at some point and perhaps get a little bit better rate of return. How good a rate of return do you have to, what do you think, to invest that extra money a month in order to make it push the break-even age farther?
I haven't been able to do any of the math yet, so
I'm saying, what do you think?
But that also depends on the individual as well. Are they a fairly competent, you know, sophisticated investor, or are they a skittish person who always bails at the wrong time, waits to get into the wrong time, and they shoot themselves in the foot all the time?
Well, you see, somebody who goes in and says, I'm a confident, good investor, and then by the time they figure out that they're not, it's too late. All right, 877-PLANNER. Hey, we got some lines open. 877-752-6637. Give us a call. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, answering more of your questions. We'll talk more about asset location, too, when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click contact us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on Certified Pre-Owned Warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. I should remind you, too, and I haven't done this for quite some time, but I'm going to, that every Tuesday is a special treat at WealthEd.com. Every Tuesday, and it happens at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time. It's called the Social Security Show. And we do this, Professor Plum and I, every Tuesday at that time. It's only at WealthEd.com. If you want to learn about Social Security, you want to learn about strategies, hear a lot of questions being answered, and get phone calls answered as well, you can do so by tuning in to the Social Security Show. It's, again, every Tuesday, only at WealthEd.com, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern time, and we answer all of your Social Security questions, or as many as we can in like the 27, 28 minutes that we have allocated to that. So check it out. Again, WealthEd.com, Tuesdays, the Social Security Show. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We got lines open for you. If you have a question for the Brain Trust, we are happy to answer them here for you on the program. Started talking about asset location a little while ago.
Before we get right back to that.
Okay, you got something else.
Our last caller, Cheryl, was talking about different pension options. And it's really important to go through the math because it really depends on her age. We didn't get her age. I'm sorry I didn't ask that earlier. But if she's already in her late 60s, then the math doesn't work out to what the normal pension options would, you know, break evens would be. So before she goes and makes her choice, I hope she's still listening, you really need to do the math, which I wasn't able to do in, you know, while we were talking, just to see and so you understand what you're getting into. Maybe it won't change your mind, maybe it will, but at least you know why you're doing what you're doing, and you don't second your guess yourself after the fact. So there are reasons to take one option over the other, but I just want to do the. I just want her to do the math and get the exact number, so we know right when the break even age is.
All right. So what you're talking about is you still the X factor is her age. You need to know what her age
right.
is.
Right. The younger she is, the more likely that lower to start with higher finishing benefit will be. The older she is, the less likely, because the life expectancy isn't there to make up that time.
Yeah, you got to, well, the actuarial life expectancy anyway.
Anybody's life expectancy.
877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Okay, now, on asset location, we started talking about this a little bit earlier in the hour, and I do want to bring this up. The difference between asset location and asset allocation really comes down to, Professor Plum, the taxability of which of the accounts that you're putting the money in.
Right. Allocation is based on the investment, how much of each type of investment. Location is based on the taxable event that the accounts are going to throw
off. Now, which do you do first? Which should you settle on first?
What time of life are we in? Are we in our accumulation phase or
yes.
we in distribution
no,
phase?
No, we're in the accumulation phase.
If you're in the accumulation, especially young accumulation phase, everything is growth with the exception of your emergency fund. Your emergency fund you hold personally.
Because, that's the allocation we're talking
about. Yeah, that's the allocation, but it also tells you the location. Wherever you can save it. It doesn't matter if you're saving it in your 401k, your Roth IRA, your personal account. Save it. Now the question is, should you be doing the 401k or the Roth IRA? That depends on your tax bracket. Depends on whether you have a matching contribution. Depends on even if you have a 401k. And so it comes down to a current income tax situation. Do I want that tax deduction of the 401k, or do I want the tax-free treatment of the Roth IRA? And so we look at those issues. But the idea is, no matter what it is, the investment is going to be growth. So the investment isn't dictating where the account is. The taxation of my income, my other income from my wages and other sources, not the investment itself, is dictating whether I use a deductible account or a tax, a non-deductible account. But once we have assets, once we have different types of accounts, once we have the ability to show that we're going to have different assets from just all growth, then you start looking at, okay, what is the taxation at the investment level? And so if it's in an IRA, if it's in a Roth IRA or some type of tax-deferred account, annuity or retirement plan at work, there are no taxes on it currently. It's postponed. It's deferred. It's pushed off until the future. So I don't have to pay the taxes now. So the rationale is the more I don't have to pay now, the more it can compound and grow. The more it grows, the bigger the account gets, which is good, right? We want to have bigger net worths. So now do we do it in the traditional IRA or the Roth IRA? Tax-free or not tax-free? Again, that goes back to multiple layers of decision-making process. Do I want to take the tax deduction now versus the taxable income in retirement? But normally when we're talking about asset location, it's once we've already created the net worth, once we already have assets, you know, a portfolio of assets that we're going to allocate into fixed income accounts, into growth accounts, into balanced accounts, into alternative accounts, or into investments. And so what happens with the different types? They're not all treated the same. The income from the different investments have different taxation. Ordinary income has, you know, is interest, real estate income, passive income. That's all taxed at whatever the highest tax bracket the IRS can get you in. That's just the way it works. Whether it's created today or in the future, ordinary income is the tax brackets we all hear. You know, the 15%, the 25%, the 28%, and so on. Now, capital gains, long-term, realized capital gains. What do I mean by realized? If I buy a stock for 10 bucks a share and it grows to 12 bucks, but I still own it, I have $2 a share of gain. But it's not gain yet that's been what they call realized. It's unrealized. Because until I sell it, that stock could go down in value and I could, that gain could evaporate. But once I sell it, I've locked in that gain, or if it's a loss, I lock in that loss. And that becomes a realized gain, a realized loss. Now it can't change because I bought it at X and I sold it for Y. The difference in those two numbers is a real number that can't change because of future movements of the stock. Realized long-term capital gains receive a preferential tax treatment. They are a lower taxation than anywhere else. And so in many respects, once I'm in retirement, I like those in my personal account because I have a little more control over them. I can let them, you know, I can control when I buy and sell them, and it's taxed at a lower number. But if I have that same exact asset inside my IRA, while I don't have to pay any taxes when I sell it, when I pull the gain out, it's going to be ordinary income. I give up that lower tax treatment. Same thing all on the other side. If I happen to buy that stock and it goes up and then I hold on to it forever and I die,
yeah,
my heirs will receive the stock or the capital asset, whether it's real estate or stock or anything else, at a new basis. Hopefully it's an increased basis. Hopefully it's a higher value than when I bought it. And they don't ever have to pay the taxes on that gain. If it's in my IRA, they get to pay the taxes on the gain. So I don't, if possible, like putting my long-term capital gain assets in my IRAs once I get out to the retirement area.
Yeah, and that's the important point right there, because we get conflicting pieces of advice from people. There's nothing wrong with it while you're accumulating the asset.
In fact, it actually makes sense because let's say I have $50,000 in fixed income where I want safe accounts, and I've got it in CDs, and I've got $50,000 in a growth account.
Mm-hmm.
My expectation of the income account is 1%, maybe. You know, so
maybe
50,000 earns 50 bucks. What is it?
500
bucks. So the amount of taxes on that $500, even at ordinary income rates, is a fairly small number versus my expectation on that 50,000 in growth. I would hope that it grows at 8, 9, 10%. So like $4,000, hopefully growth. And so the tax, even at a lower percentage on that growth, is a much bigger reduction in value than the tax on the lower earning fixed accounts. So I want those growth accounts while I have time, while I'm growing, inside my IRAs. But on the other side, once I've retired, I want to change them out. And I want to have my growth accounts in my personal side, if possible, and my income-oriented assets, high income, alternatives, real estate, you know, interest-bearing accounts, bonds, and things of that nature, preferred stocks, in my IRAs. Because once I get to retirement,
it's a difference between ordinary income tax rates and maybe capital gains rates, or in some cases, no taxes at all.
And it's also a difference between required minimum distributions coming in on top of other income that I'm creating, or maintain, or that other income satisfying the required minimum distribution.
Yeah, and the required minimum distribution strategies really play into this whole idea of asset location. Because required minimum distributions, the one thing that you got to remember about them is that they are required.
Yeah.
So whether you need it or not, whether it's good for you from a tax standpoint or not, to have extra income coming in, all of a sudden those required distributions can mess up your entire tax structure.
Right. In the past, people would take, you know, they had a half, you know, half portfolio in personal, half in otherwise in IRAs. They take the half that's in their, defer taking their required minimum distribution. Don't take anything from the IRAs. They retire at 60, 62, and they get all the income they need from their personal investments. and their IRAs grow. But then when they get to the required minimum distribution age, they're still getting all the income they need from their personal investments, Social Security, but now they have to take a required minimum distribution on top of all these other incomes, which pushes their brackets up. Maybe it creates more tax on Social Security. If they had done it the other way around, created the income they needed from the IRA, the taxation would have been the same, you know, all things being equal. You know, whether I'm getting $20,000 in interest for my personal account or $20,000 in interest being paid out of my IRA, taxation is the same either way. It's just that when I get to required minimum distribution, that distribution I've been taking all along is helping this to satisfy the required minimum distribution. I don't have to take potentially another bundle of money on top of it.
Yeah, and that can be when we wind up taking money out as a required minimum distribution. First of all, you knew you had to do it, but second of all, when it starts pushing other income into higher tax brackets or subjecting, say, your Social Security to taxation that you didn't think think would, and it could wind up really becoming taxing to you.
It's a big hit for a lot of people.
It's a big hit. It's a big surprise. And you say, what happened to my plan? All right, we're going to take more of your calls. 877-PLANNER. James, we're going to get you up next in Waco, Texas. We have a couple other folks just called in. We will get your names up there on the board. Take care of everybody here before the top of the hour. If you want to get on board, I would suggest you do so right now. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Taking your calls on the program here till the top of the hour and maybe another hour just ahead of that. So after that, really. Stay tuned for more Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here answering all your money questions, talking to you about your strategies, about your retirement, about your pensions, about your Social Security, whatever's on your mind. We will talk to you about it here on the program, answering your questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust here. Once again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Let's move along next to James in Waco, Texas. Hi, James.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my calls. I'm 60 years old, and I retired in 2010 from a municipality.
Okay.
Just a good retirement and everything. And I've got two savings accounts, and they're both in credit unions. However, I'm not happy with anything that I'm making off of the credit union.
Well, it's in a bank. What do you expect?
Yeah. But I wanted to see how I can make more money off my money without, you know, I'm 60, so I'm real cautious about letting people have my money.
Right. Now,
and
one of the reasons for using a credit union is the security of knowing that you cannot lose principal when you're using a credit union account, a bank account. They have, you know, government, you know, coverage, FDIC for the bank accounts, FS or whatever, this equivalent
NSCUA or something.
They've got protection for the money. Okay. Are you looking to maintain some type of protection so that you just do not want to risk losing any principal? Is that part of it?
Well, I would like to do that, but see what my options are and everything. I'm not drawing Social Security. I've started back working again for a county 4 years ago, so I'm making a second retirement income that will be coming in when I do retire.
Okay.
So I was trying to look to see what my options were for investments on my savings I have now plus any future that I'm going to have.
Well, I would look at them as two different pools of money with two different characteristics. The existing money I definitely don't want to lose any from is what I'm hearing you say. So you're going to stay with bank accounts and or fixed annuities or something of that nature. But anytime you're going into the fixed annuity world, you're going to lock it up for 3, 5, 7 years.
Okay.
Now, lock it up, that's a kind of a relative term. You'll still be able to get to, in most cases, up to 10% of the principal in any given year if you needed to withdraw some money. But anything over that would have a penalty for taking it out. But your earnings rate should go from, you're probably earning maybe 0.5% or less right now, but your earnings rate would go up to maybe 2%, 2.5%, depending on how long you want to lock it in on a CD type fixed annuity. You could go to an index annuity, which has a guarantee of principal, and then an interest rate that is based on some movement of an index. Whether or not those have appropriate cap rates, meaning the most you could earn is where the cap rate sits, whether or not they're attractive right now, that depends on your opinion of what you expect to earn. But both of those have guarantees of principal. They just have a time commitment with them. And as long as you can meet the time commitment, it will earn more than what the bank accounts are currently paying and probably will pay for the next 3, 4, 5 years. So those would be areas in that area. Now, as far as the new money, especially if you're putting new money in on an ongoing basis, I'd want to look at, do you have enough money in the bank accounts? And when you do retire from pensions and Social Security, can we leave this other money alone for a little while? And it, like 10 years, you know, when you're 70, 75, 80, that's, if we don't need it until those times.
When do you think you might need that money, James?
Well, I don't know. I'm not planning on retiring until maybe 65, 66, if my health keeps good and everything.
Yeah.
Then I may go to 70, who knows? But I would like to do some traveling with me and my wife.
Yeah.
Because that's our ultimate goal, is to do some little traveling and everything. But we want to make sure we maintain a good steady count.
Yep.
Where in case of emergency comes up, we don't have to spend everything on emergencies.
Right, and so that's where having that safe account, those safe accounts, whether it be in the bank or a fixed annuity or something like that, comes in handy. But the new money that you're going into on an ongoing basis, are you taking it out of your paycheck every pay period?
Yes.
I would suggest going into something that actually has some volatility, has some movement to the negative side, but also has potential for moving to the positive side. And okay. Why I would do that is because, let's say you put in, you know, $500, you know, $100 a month for the next 5 months, and the, you know, we find out that whoever we elect president maybe didn't do so well or something. Not that we have a lot of hope anyway. And the markets drop. Well, you keep putting in your $100 a month, but you're buying it on sale. And even though it may drop, you know, in November, December, January, it'll probably come back within the next 10 years. And so you have a better chance of making money off that volatility. I don't want to risk the existing money, but I'm okay with the dollar cost averaging of the new money into something that has some volatility. Now, whether you go crazy and you go to super aggressive, super high volatility, I probably wouldn't do that. But I'd go into more of the balanced approach, or something that has a little bit of volatility, but a lot better return potential than just something that has a fixed guaranteed account.
Okay, we're fixing to sign up for all of our benefits come October 1. And we should be signing up this next month with the county.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a 457 plan. Is
good.
It wise to get into that at my age at this point?
Oh, I think it might make some sense. How much how much household income is coming in the doors right now?
Roughly about 65.
Okay. And how much in pensions will you have when you retire?
Gosh, I couldn't tell you altogether. Anywhere from $5,000 to $6,000 a month.
Okay, well, that's as much or more than what you have in income right now, right?
Right, right.
So doing a deferred investment may not be the best thing. So I would look to see, do they have a Roth 457 option? If they don't have a Roth 457 option, I would look to do Roth IRAs for you and your spouse, $6,500 each, and do $13,000 that way, because you're going to have, it sounds like, especially once the Social Security kicks in, more money in retirement than you have now. So taking a tax deduction today and pushing it forward into the future when you'll be in a maybe higher tax bracket, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So I would rather see you do Roth. See if they have a Roth 457. That makes a lot of sense. And if not that, do Roth IRAs. And you might want to do the Roth IRAs anyway.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I do appreciate you helping me out.
Well, sure, James. And if you have any other questions, please hold on, and we can talk to you more about it off the air, give you a little bit more structured plan. Roth 457s, I mean, that will at least give, if they have that option, give them some tax-free growth.
All right, and it makes it easy because, like a 401k, it takes the check, the money out of your paycheck before you ever get into your bank account.
So you don't see it.
So you just don't even notice it as much. It happens automatically, and it's just a very good way to do ongoing savings. And in his case, the tax deduction is not the important part. It's the ongoing savings, the building of assets is going to be the important part.
Right.
And having tax-free income when he wants to retire and go traveling with his wife, being able to pull money out tax-free,
mm-hmm.
That'll be really nice on top of those pensions.
It will be nice. Just need some growth, and he doesn't want to lose what he has. All right, we're out of time for this hour. If you need Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors off the air, you can talk to them at this number, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. It's another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.